here we are once again, round two. It's semi-final two. It's me, Laura. Marta's with me. We're once again in the Eurovision Village, soaking up the atmosphere.
Soaking up the booze by the sound of it as well.
One mistake, for goodness sake. Thanks for that, Martin. Yeah, we've seen a couple of acts so far, and it's all going very well. Very intriguing, this semi-final, I think. We've got a lot to cover in this episode, as well as reactions as to what's gone on.
Absolutely, we do. So, gonna watch this, gonna bring you that reaction and plenty more in this episode. Can you finish your... Can you finish sipping?
Oh, sorry. You're
in
right.
This episode of... Nolpois!
Nolpois is shameful.
Nolpois is lack of respect for Euros.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
Shame that they must be feeling.
Nolpois is no fun.
Yes, welcome to Nolpois again in the Eurovision Village. Myself, Martin, and Laura alongside me as well.
Hello, hello.
Just finished watching semi-final two. Instant reaction in a word, Cress.
Disappointment.
Okay. You'll find out why then a little bit later. An amazing podcast, if we say so ourselves, to bring you this time round. Because not only reaction from here at the Eurovision Village to the second semi-final from us and also from some other people here, not only that, but we have been busy today and we've been out and about and chatting to City Zenny, who we saw perform in a piazza, and we got a chance to chat to City Zenny from Latvia. So you will hear that in just a little bit. But first, back to Cress and why she's feeling the way she's feeling. Why are you feeling disappointed, Cress?
I just honestly thought some of the acts that we're going to get through just didn't get again. I thought, you know, the same as semi-final one. I thought San Marino, okay, the song isn't the best, but the spectacle, the performance, I thought that was going to get through. It didn't. So that had me a bit in shock. I guess, and I think in general, the semi-final was a little bit weaker than semi-final one. There wasn't the pizzazz. No, don't get me wrong. You know, I did enjoy some of it. Serbia's weirdness. And I'm glad they got through. But yeah, what did you feel, Martin? Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I do agree. I do think that the whole second semi-final was just a little bit underwhelming, really. I was expecting a lot more from it. Maybe it was because where we were watching it in the Eurovision Village this time, we were kind of shuffled away into a corner and the crowd didn't really seem to be into it as much. But then I don't think there were the songs to get people going. When Czech Republic came on at the very end, people eventually got up off the floor where they'd been sitting and started dancing. And I thought, well, this is too little too late. Maybe it's worth running down who is in and who is out, just so we've got a bit of a record of that, because I sort of, a lot of the songs seem to just merge into one for me this semi-final. There was a lot of the same stuff, I felt.
Yeah, so through is Belgium, Czech Republic, Azerbaijan, Poland, Finland, Estonia, Australia, Sweden, Romania and Serbia.
Right, and that means that, I don't know, who would you say was the standout performances then from those?
I would say...
Sweden, definitely.
Sweden, yeah, strong performer. I think we all knew this.
Czech Republic went down really well.
Czech Republic came down very well. Finland, you know, Rasmus, they know what they're doing. I was assuming they'd get through. Poland got a really big reaction, and I enjoyed his performance. So, again, I could see that go. Serbia, everyone was clapping along in the Eurovision Village. People seem to know the song, and that always is a good sign. So those were the ones I kind of thought, yeah, they're going to go through. I did, like I said, I thought San Marino might go through with his performance, but no, people just didn't buy it, I guess.
In just a little bit, you are going to hear our conversation with City Zenny, who we met and we chatted to and we heard perform live in a piazza here in Turin in just a little bit. But first, this is some of the immediate reaction from people, from fans, from Eurovision fans to the second semi-final right here in the Eurovision Village.
My name is Sonia and I'm from Switzerland.
And what did you make of the semi-final tonight?
I have to say I in general liked it, but... the results is not in... Yeah, I didn't like it, to be honest.
Tell us more. What didn't you like about the results?
Well, in my opinion, for example, Israel or San Marino were much better than some other artists. And I think it's not about the music anymore at all. So I'm a little bit pissed, to be honest.
That's fine.
Really,
it annoys me,
really.
Yeah.
Now we know who is going through to the final. Who do you want to win?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Probably, according to the standings right now, I would probably say Australia.
Really? Why?
Maybe. Because I think his voice was very nice, his song was good. Like, yeah, I think, yeah, maybe. Because I really enjoyed San Marino. In general, I would say San Marino, but they are not participating anymore, so Australia would be my favorite.
What did you think about the semi-final?
It was amazing and really surprising according to the winners of the second semi-final.
And where are you from?
From Poland.
From Poland, okay.
That was really surprised.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, we are very proud.
But it's a real shock that we are in the final.
Well, did you not think you'd get through?
No. Because our song is like too slow and not too dancey.
But they seem to like that this year. A lot of slow songs got through.
So.
This is the first time from what?
From
5 years that we are in the final.
Oh, so you must be very happy.
Yeah!
So, who do you think is going to win overall?
I think it's gonna be Italy once again.
Okay.
And I'm crossing for Lithuania.
Lithuania.
It's Ukraine.
Okay. lots of different ones. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and good luck to Poland.
Bye. I think they were greater than Tuesday. I really loved Poland, and also other countries, of course, and a big fan also of Spain, but it would be on Saturday, so I don't know. It was pretty fun, yeah.
Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Italy. I'm from Turin. It's my town, so I'm really, really excited because it's such a big event, and I'm really, really proud of my country and my town.
Yeah, what's it feel like to live in a city that's hosting Eurovision?
It's amazing. Like I've never expected it was going to be here.
Yeah.
And when Italy won last year, I was so happy. And then there were so many towns in Italy were available to us Eurovision. And when my town won, I was so happy because I think Turin has got so many opportunities, and it's the best town where Eurovision could have been.
And just quickly, who do you think is going to win?
I'm not sure. I think maybe Ukraine. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I really love the song, and I think also the situation will help to get them some more votes, you know, from the war and whatever. I really love also Poland, as I've already said. And I don't know, also Spain.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And what do you think?
Oh, well, we need to think about it, don't we? I think we need to decide.
You like Spain, so you didn't really have an idea yet.
No, I like Spain. I think you like Sweden more.
Maybe Sweden. I actually like the UK the best, but I can't vote for them because that's where I'm from.
Yeah, I know.
Interesting who people are choosing to go through, isn't it? Really, really interesting. We're just making our way, by the way, just out of the Eurovision village again and trying to kind of navigate people as we talk. Loads and loads of people. I mean, the city has really, as you heard that woman from Turin saying, the city seems to have really embraced hosting the Eurovision.
Yeah, and that was really nice to hear. And I think we have seen that throughout being here, that people, you know, maybe didn't expect it was going to come to Turin, as she was sort of saying. But now that it has, they've loved it. They've embraced it. They've got this huge Eurovision village. I think safely we can say one of the biggest we've been to.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, I mean, it spans several different stages, several different big screens right across a whole park here. They've definitely pulled out all the stops, and we're just walking past a lot of the merchandise now. What did you buy? You bought a t-shirt?
I got a t-shirt and a fridge magnet.
T-shirt and a fridge magnet. Okay, you can do there. And what's this we're coming along to here? There's a bit of a Eurovision sing-along going on here.
Everyone's singing the Ukrainian entry.
oh yeah, I can see a guy in some pink bucket hats there, and yeah, people singing along to the Ukrainian entry, and there's a big crowd around the tent where people are doing that. Let me take you back to a little bit earlier on today, right now. And Cress, the sleuth that she is on social media, came across a tweet.
That's right. Well, I saw a little tweet from Citizen. You may know them as the Latvian entry for Eurovision this year with their song Eat Your Salad. They basically said, we're going to be at Cafe Torino, 3 p.m. Come and meet us to all the fans. And we decided that's exactly what we would do. They're doing a little impromptu gig there. And it was great.
Hello, my name is Giannis, and I am a part of the band Citizani, who represented Latvia in this year's Eurovision Song Contest with our song Eat Your Salad.
Well, can I say both congratulations and commiserations? An amazing performance. Yeah. I love the song. Oh, we love so the song. But how are you feeling today?
Actually, I think we're feeling great because for us, the goal was to do the most that we could to the best degree that we could do it, right? To the best quality of the best quality that we could do it in. And I think that we did everything correctly and everything went just fine. The results is something that we just can't influence. And I don't think that we want the fact that we're not in the finals to ruin our Eurovision experience. So that's why we're kind of still going for it. We're still doing gigs, meeting up with people, and trying to be as entertaining as we can, because that's what Eurovision is about this year, I think. Letting everybody have a little bit of escapism from whatever's going on in the world.
What was it like getting to perform that on the Eurovision stage? Because you had loads of energy. You looked like you were loving it.
Still have loads of energy. It was awesome. It was awesome. That is the biggest stage in the world, if you count by the amount of audience there. It felt great. It felt right like at home. And I guess the only shame that I'm having is that we won't get to do it again this year. But who knows? Maybe next year. Yeah.
Can we address the word pussy?
Oh, that went fine and dandy, didn't it?
Can you talk me through all the conversations that happened around whether you were allowed to use that word? Because there was a lot of like, will they, won't they?
So we already initially knew that it's not going to be allowed starting from the national selections. It was pretty clear from the get-go that, yeah, this is not going to fly. Then we tried figuring out what to do with that place. We asked actually our followers to kind of give us suggestions. A lot of suggestions were given, putting in a cat sound, yada, 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 yada. But then we decided that the best way how to show our stance towards it is leave it empty and let the people fill it in if they fill in the blanks, really, if they feel like it. And that went great. I think it was one of the greatest Eurovision moments for Latvia, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we loved it. We were watching it in Eurovision Village. Everyone was shouting it, which is great.
Can you talk to me a little bit about what the atmosphere is like backstage at a Eurovision? Because it's something that I will never experience. Like, what's it like?
During the rehearsal days and everything, it's really fun. I think, and it's fun. Everybody's kind of having fun. But then on the day of the semis and the jury concert, oh gosh, like the tension is palpable. it's high up there. Though still, the moment when everybody comes off stage after their performance and they're just shouting their asses off and you can see that they've had so much fun. I think that that's something that we will never forget, because the only thing that remains with us, it's not the place, it's not the song even eventually, right? It goes away. It's only the feeling. And I think that the feelings for everybody, at least in semi-one, were awesome, to say the least. Yeah.
Well, congratulations on an amazing performance again. We loved it. We really did.
Can we ask, what do you think about the UK, by the way, this year?
Oh, yeah.
Thoughts on the UK?
He's the best vocalist of this year. There's no doubt about it. One of my favorite songs, one of my favorite performances. I think he's going to do really, really good. Really, really good. He has the song. He has the vocals for it. He has the energy, he has the charisma, he looks like a Jesus with a beard, right? And he is an awesome overall person, right? He's just decent, he's so approachable, and I think that that's also one of the things that maybe some of the acts should learn, that you have to be approachable. It's a pop music thing, and pop music is from the people, by the people, and for the people in the end of the day. And I think Sam is doing a great job at it. I loved that stunt with the phone number that he just sent out. Okay. And please call me and let's have a chat. I was like, amazing. Yeah.
Who are you rooting for the final? Who do you want to win, or who do you enjoy being backstage with?
Yeah. I think from our side, the core delegation that we want to win this year is Ukraine. They have the song, they have the performance, they have everything. And additionally to that, it would be a beautiful Eurovision moment if we would stand up for something that we think is wrong in the world at the moment. On the other hand, I really hope that the other artists who have great songs this year and who are fighting for a chance to win Eurovision will not take offense at it, because in the end of the day, this is more important. Yeah, that music should be about something, and yeah. Oh, it was so much fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it just brilliant?
And you know what? They were lovely. I really loved them. Great energy, amazing performance. I'm just really sad they didn't get in.
Just listen to this, by the way. Some Spanish fans singing here. They're singing Chanel.
Yeah, they're singing a bit of the Spanish entry. A lot of love for Spain here.
Absolutely, yeah. Anyway, back to Cities Anywho. Yeah, as you say, absolutely lovely. And they did, and this was, I think, quite interesting, they did a version of Norway's entry, Give That Wolf a Banana, and that went down really, really well by this kind of assembled crowd of maybe, I don't know, 200 people that turned up in the piazza to hear them perform. That went down really well, and it's made me think, well, maybe Norway's more of a front runner than I'd originally thought they perhaps were.
No, I always thought they were a front runner because they've got a catchy song. I just don't think they're going to do as well with the jury. So I think they'll be up there for definite. And, you know, they put on a great performance. They've got great energy. But I don't think they're going to be winners this year.
That is about it from this edition of Nul Poir. Thank you once again for listening as we fight our way again back through the crowds.
It is busy, isn't it?
It is busy. It is busy. And crowds in high spirits there, as you could hear. Lots of people. This is what's great about Eurovision. Lots of people kind of singing along. There's people wearing flags of all different nations of Europe. All that kind of thing, which is wonderful to see. Thank you if you've been kind of joining with us in our little tour of Turin. There's loads of episodes that we've done that you should go and check out. And thank you for your correspondence as well. Plenty of it. Thank you for getting in touch via email, via Instagram, and all sorts, really. So thank you so much. If that's you, Cress has got the details if you want to add to the roster of people getting in touch.
I do indeed. We're on email, nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. We're on Instagram, nullpoirpodcast. Surprise, surprise. We're also on Twitter, @poirnull.
Thank you so much once again for listening. And as we stagger across the road here to the tube station, I will just tell you what's coming up, which is that on Saturday evening will be the next time you hear from us, or very, very late on Saturday evening, probably Sunday morning, our immediate reaction to the grand final. Immediate reaction, what we're thinking of it. Cress is hosting a little party, are you not?
I am indeed. Got to get that all ready once we get back.
What's the food offering? What are you putting on?
I mean, probably a banana would be a good thing, wouldn't it?
Okay, so bananas at Cress's, and our media reaction from there. You will hear from us on the next edition of Nul Poir.